The English Football Associations are establishing a trial to mitigate the escalating misuse of goalkeeper tactical timeouts. These timeouts have been criticized for allowing goalkeepers to simulate injuries, thereby pausing the game momentarily to benefit their teams. The new trial necessitates that if a goalkeeper calls for medical assistance, an outfield player must leave the field temporarily. This trial, which begins with a Carabao Cup match, seeks to deter teams from exploiting the tactical loophole, ensuring the pace and integrity of the game remain intact. Should a team fail to promptly designate an outfield player to exit, by default, the captain will leave the field. Such adjustments aim to uphold fairness in the sport by limiting unsanctioned interludes that disrupt the natural flow of the game. The International Football Association Board, IFAB, has sanctioned these trials accompanied by specific exceptions, including situations of severe injuries or concussions, where the player's safety takes precedence. Meanwhile, the Australian A-League will pilot a variation of this protocol, mandating the captain's departure in such scenarios. These initiatives are intended to tackle the repeated criticisms of intentional stalling tactics that diminish the match's momentum. ProRef, led by Howard Webb, asserts that this proactive measure aligns with similar protocols for outfield players requiring injury time. The strategy has garnered attention as an effective method to discourage redundant stoppages. As this trial unfolds this season, IFAB will scrutinize its outcomes to deliberate on its potential integration into global football regulations post-2027. This development represents English football's commitment to preserving the sport's innate fairness, ensuring that strategic disruptions do not become normative practices on the pitch. By imposing such regulations, officials hope to cultivate a culture of honorable competition and prompt game continuity.